Blog Talk Radio.
And I got some applause going on the other side because y'all know who we be over there on Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute. Wow. It was like nothing. It was like silence before this, and then wham!
Came out like, bitch.
I opened up a window, and there she was, like, in one of the little news blurbs, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're a bitch. I don't like you.
Wait, what happened?
She's the Kentucky county clerk that does not want to marry same-sex couples.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Been married, like, four times, kids out of wedlock. Like, she had her first husband. She got pregnant by her third husband. Hold up. Totally, keep up with this. Married to her first husband. Got pregnant by the third husband. Got married to her second husband, who adopted her third husband's children. Cheated on her second husband again with her third husband. Got divorced, married the third husband, and is now on her fourth husband.
And yet she won't give a marriage license to people who actually love each other.
Yes.
Huh.
Well, we all know what...
She's a whore from the shallow end of the gene pool.
Damn. I tried.
I don't know, Corey. Civility. I don't know.
I give up. I've been trying to corral this group. You all listening. I've been trying to corral this group all before the show. They have been insane throughout the
whole... I was totally corralled before the show.
Did you not come in and yell booby cakes or something? I don't remember.
Wait. Are you saying you got laid before the show? I'm jealous.
Oh, I totally got laid before the show.
Nice!
Damn. I'm doing something wrong.
See, that is why I love you, Ginger. That is why I love you.
Right? Do mine after the show. Because I need a nap, I'm just going to say. Those acrobatics, sister need a nap. Okay. Snow, can you please open that link I sent you? I just need you.
What? I did. I looked at it. I did. I told you I want it now. It's your damn.
introduce the show. I just wanted to saw it. That's all.
You almost used my word. I heard that.
I heard. I'm not gonna say it now. Introduce the show.
I'm gonna introduce the show right fast. It is September 3rd, 2015. It is a Thursday. That means it's time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. Yes, I'm Snow White. We got a 3-day weekend coming out, which I'm super excited about. Oh my god, I'm gonna catch up on Mr. Robot because Corey's been bugging me. But that's Corey right there. Yep.
She's all about the robots.
I am going to find you, Mr. Malik, and sit on your lap. You are on my list officially.
I thought you were gonna say sit on his face.
I have to give the man some respect. I can't just sit on his face right out of the gate. You know, you have to at least tell him while I'm standing in front of him, by the way, you might want to sit down for this. I can run and jump, or you can sit down and figure out how you're going to work it out, but it's going to happen. And to quote Mr. Robot, it's happening. Okay, so go ahead.
And then, of course, there's Mr. Blaster, whose favorite song is Baby, I'm Worth It.
Hey, yo.
It made me spit out my teeth. Damn.
I don't know how to sing. I've been through this, but that song is in my head. Like, that's my life track right there. I live my life by that track.
Oh, baby, I'm worth it.
Why?
I can't.
You're dancing, aren't you? You're dancing.
I am. I can't stop.
I'm like grooving from side to
can't
side.
Can't stop. It's like if I was in a room dressed identical, like we were all like in some sort of costume, you couldn't see our faces, and you wanted to find me, just start singing that song. I can't resist it.
randomly walk up to him and start.
They're gonna start singing that "Baby, I'm Worth It," and he's just gonna start dancing. Like, yeah.
That's right.
And then of course there's Ginger Rocks, who got laid before the show, and I'm living vicariously through her, so I'm gonna get to say that I got laid before the show. Nice. I had good sex. Yay. All right. I do want to announce one thing before we start.
What?
Game politics is down, bitches.
Oh, dun,
dun.
They say that it's down for maintenance for some, quote, long-standing maintenance issues, and it started on September 1st. And it's unavailable. Now, my question is, what kind of maintenance issues are you having?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when people say, oh, it's down for maintenance, what it really means is somebody done broke it. Exactly. Somebody done broke that shit.
Broke.
I need to know what webpage this music is coming from.
I don't know. I don't hear any music, girl.
I could.
Don't you hate that?
Here was playing like sound effects. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wait, no, that's not sound effects. Where the hell is that coming from?
Don't you hate that? But you know what? I have to say thank you, Chrome, for at least making it so that I can tell by looking at it that it's the one that's playing.
Yes.
Because before, I am guilty of this. I was telling Snow this before the show. I am a digital hoarder. I keep everything. And I'm also do it within browsers. I have like 60 browsers open at any given time. 60 browser mm-hmm. windows. And you know how sometimes, you know, at night, things restart. Your computer will restart, and it'll reopen all those browsers, and I hear all this noise coming from out of in here. And I wake up and go, who the fuck is in my house? And then
like,
I come
like
in here, and I got
to
find them. And I got to find each window, and it's so much easier when you can look at, you know, you can look just visually and say, that's the one that's playing.
Are you sure that's what's going on, Corey? Do you walk in and find your keyboard, like, turned on its side and your mouse, like, balanced perfectly on it?
Yeah, I wish I would. I put that poltergeist to work. I'd be like, get some bitches over here I don't like. You know what to do. I will give you all the ectoplasm you can eat if you would just...
What?
See, and that's why you're
saying... Baby, he's worth it.
Right. I am not above ghost action. Thank you.
You know what? I wouldn't be either.
It's like that scene from Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yeah. I remember
okay.
that.
Yes. Now, I have to say, unfortunately, people, these buster bitches here on the show, none of them have watched Mr. Robot. Well, there's Ginger's on some of them. So we cannot talk about it. We can't be one of the cool kids. Until next,
but I have watched or I have read
Speak for yourself.
Show updates afterwards.
Yeah,
so.
You read my updates?
No, not your updates. I went and like looked at, you know how they have like the little websites that give you the breakdown of what happened. Yeah.
Well, I have not.
So the guy is like batshit insane. Whoa.
She didn't tell you anything that you're not going to know in the first 30 seconds. That's what my rule is. If what I'm saying, you don't figure out in the first 30 seconds, you're okay. But, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Last night, it was an epic event. I got to say hello to Black Girl Nerds because we were all tweeting back and forth, having a great time watching the show last night. I want to thank you all because I was stuck on the couch after I stuck the metal in the leg. I couldn't move, and you were entertaining me. I was very entertained going back and forth with you, and they did such a good job. I'm so happy because the person that wrote the show, in case y'all didn't know, he is one of ours. He was a geek / hacker gamer. So for him to have that kind of success for a show on a network that doesn't do shows like that, they don't do, it's USA. USA does cutesy shows, you know, my ex-husband's girlfriend's sister type shows, and it's a comedy and it's cute and quirky to have this psychological thriller. Amazing, and so many homages to our culture. By the way, I'm not going to give this away. Everybody already knows about Ashley Madison and what happened. They actually wrote it into the show. Bam, it's written into the show. Awesome. Love it. So make sure you're watching. Make sure you're watching. We got to support our fellow geek. That he really needs it at this point because he just blew. If he didn't blow, they already blew the fuck up when they went to South by Southwest and the show was picked up for a second season and they hadn't filmed a season yet. That's when you know you're badass. Okay, keep that in mind. And then on top of that, after last night, it just really blew the fuck up. Twitter, it just exploded. I watched it. All the glitter fell down. People were like, oh my God! Oh my God, I didn't see that! And I'm still throwing some little shit at people that I cannot discuss with Snow that I'm hoping that she catches, but if she doesn't, I'm going to fuck her up too after she watches it and be like, by the way, did you see this episode here?
You can't be blowing my mind like that. You know what? Baby, I'm worth it.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done. Okay. Next. We got lots of stuff to talk about other than that. Who is first? Because I have to talk about my news.
I can go, I guess.
Go.
Tag.
So there's this cool new little droid on the block. Oh, my God. All right. So the Impossible Droid, he's actually going on sale. He's $150. I should totally share my screen and show you. Let me.
You should. Yes, you absolutely should. Yes.
Do
this
it.
Guy is so cute. Oh, my God. Okay. I want him for Christmas, by the way. Anybody who's watching who knows
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Throw away the Christmas present that I got for you. Yes, you can.
Oh, wow. That's
quit
cool.
Fucking up shit, Ginger. I already got your Christmas present.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, oh, God damn, it is $150? Holy bejesus.
It is $150, and he's just a little toy.
Did I see they removed the Star Wars branding? Is that what I saw at the top?
No, it's right there. Look.
No. That's what we scroll up some more? No, see, once the outer Star Wars branding is removed, it has been made to look like a shipping container.
Oh, no, that means that it's like a prop for your home as well, I think.
Yeah.
Is
this box right here? This.
Okay. Yeah. Once you remove the quote branding, you can actually use it as just a prop for your house.
Yes. Of course, you know. And then you got to download the iOS or Android app so that you can control your little droid. So iOS and Android.
Click.
I'm gonna press play. Just press play.
Let's see him.
Let's see him.
And do I need to have him? Because Kit Nations will love him. I see it.
Why do we have a Padawan?
Be like a 14-year-old boy.
It's a Padawan.
It's a Padawan.
Aren't Padawans can't be female?
No, they can be female. They were female in the actual. Oh my! Is that what it really does?
If he does that, I'm buying him. Oh, my God. I don't have any floors like that, though. Does he work on carpet?
I don't have enough hard
floors. How does he keep his head straight if he's rolling along like that?
I can tell you.
He's either magnets or he has I know what I'm trying to say. It's like a little wheel in the middle.
Oh,
somewhere.
My God. Look, that was adorable.
But he looks like magnets. Or he might have a ball underneath. See the bottom part?
Voice control.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's
cool.
Yeah, he's going to live at my house. That's going to be good right there.
I have a question. Much. Is the head just there for, like, looks, or is he actually functional? That's the question.
I think it can actually see. Or it's like there must be, like, a sensor on it or something.
Right.
Got to be something.
It okay, his body rolls, so he has a magnet.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. No, that's not real.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's so cool. That's still gonna be cool.
See what else happens.
Ginger is. Do you know if he's open source? Can we recode him for our own?
I don't know, but you know somebody's gonna come out with
the some water.
I'm gonna need to get him. Yeah. Because Botanatrix is scary. Botanatrix is made out of a Sprite can. Botanatrix is a little scary. And he is still lost in the house. If anybody has seen a Sprite can robot roaming the streets, please call me.
With a taste for blood.
Yes, with a taste for blood. Please call me.
And arson. And arson, obviously.
And also, preteen Natrix, Spider Natrix bot is also missing.
You know, I'm going to have to ask you all to stop losing your robots.
Okay. So, this thing has no sensors.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they say if you put them, like, on a table and put them on patrol, he will fall off and break.
Oh, okay. That's not cool.
Yeah.
No.
He needs to be able to sense. He's going to have to be open source. I'm going to need to program.
For that much money? He best not fall off any damn tables and break.
He is supposed to recognize, you know, don't run into walls.
He better recognize is what happened.
No, even the vacuum bot about walls.
I don't know. I mean, especially because, you know, he doesn't have any sensors and you can't actually see out of him or anything else. $150 is a little expensive for a ball
a
that rolls
little,
around.
A little?
Right, a lot.
Yeah. That's like 8 gigs of DDR3 RAM. Sorry.
That means he's not even quite as smart as the what you call
it
spots. The what is it? The ones that vacuum the floor? The Roombas? I mean,
the Roombas.
Not even,
Roombas.
Yeah.
Yes, I have Roombas.
Yeah.
Roombas.
Yeah. Roombas. Aren't Roombas about that price? And they know they don't recognize walls and don't.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
No, you don't recognize walls.
The newer versions when they come out are like $300, maybe a little bit more, but they're amazing. Yeah. The new ones actually use GPS. So it's not just that they recognize walls. They actually know where they've been and where they haven't been. So so they're a lot more.
So you can put him, so you can put him on the road like a free range Roomba.
Pretty much, yes.
That's pretty cool, I have to admit. I don't know. I'll tell you this, you know, Lego, you know, you remember the little programming, you remember the little programmable Legos? You guys remember those?
Vaguely.
Yeah, they are responsible for, they're one of, their site is being responsible for one of Lego's big comebacks, because Lego was having
trouble. Oh, you're talking about all the new
games
that they've released?
Because people were modding, because they actually, they were modding those little chips that were in the Legos. Illegally, and Lego had like they had a choice to make whether they stop people from modding them or open it up so everybody could mod them. And they decided to open it up, and that just like took off after that. So if they decide to
Probably the best decision they made is to open it up.
Right. So if they did that with this robot, I'm just saying, open it up, folks. If you can't mod it right now, you should be able to mod it.
I would love to be able to mod him.
Do you remember a couple of months back? I actually showed a robot, and it was like in. You could, like, talk to it. It's round.
I know what you're talking about, the one from Amazon or whatever.
Amiibo or something
is
what it was called.
Yeah.
Yes. They need to put that bitch on this kind of base.
That
so that it can roam around a lot easier.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But then keep the head up at the top all the time. Yes, please.
I like his body movement. I need him to be smarter for $150. He cannot be falling off the damn table.
Expensive toys. I will buy some expensive toys. Bitches, get on this. Get my little Meebo guy in this little guy's face and merge those bitches. Yes, please.
She done told you. She done told you.
And I will just open up the wallet and I'll be like, take my money.
Are you going to walk in the store? Take my money?
Pretty much. Take my money. Give me my little cool Meebo, bitch. Give it.
Okay, I have to go next because this game...
Can't hold it any longer? Go.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh, it's getting all over. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I'm the one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're all going to need showers after this.
maybe we could save some water and take it together. You never know.
You know what I'm going to need after this? Well, I can't say it on the air. All right.
Because baby sheep were...
Did I mention... No, never mind. I'm not going to mention that on air. Never mind.
You better not. No.
I'll think that after our show the other week, I went shopping.
Really? Oh, girl. We're going to have to talk later.
Continue.
Okay. So, I don't know if you can see this, but this is a shower with your dad simulator 2015.
That is...
Why are we talking about this? It's creepy.
Now,
you're not sharing your screen.
Yes, I am.
But for some reason,
there it is. There it goes. Okay.
I don't know how to make it to where it stays up even when you guys talk. I have clicked on my
face. You have to click down on the person who's sharing. So I'm like,
I'm sharing. I'm clicking on me.
So yeah. Good.
Okay, I don't.
I see it. Just go.
Okay, I'm going. Wait a minute. I lost it. No, I didn't. Okay. So this is the simulator. I'm going to go ahead and play it. And it's really, really stupid. Okay? Oh, gosh. Noise. Okay. Basically, it's 8-bit, and there's these naked dads. And in the trailer, their dangly bits have been pixelated really badly, so you really can't see the dangly bits. But all you do is you play a kid, and see the pixelated dangly bits.
This is so fucking creepy.
And why does it have really, very positive? I'd be interested to see some reviews, because I want to know
reviews. I just read some of the reviews. We're going to get to the reviews. So you can see that you have three dads. You have to pick the correct dad for the kid. This is all it is. This is the game. This is the game. That's all this is. You have to run to the kid with your dangly bits out. I think the kid might have dangly bits. I can't really tell, though.
Is it like trying to make a point?
Like, I don't know what it's trying to do. But let's look at some of the reviews. And it's hilarious. In a very not hilarious way.
Creepy as fuck way? Yeah, very
this
hilarious.
This says, pick to play as a black kid, started game, black dad disappeared. 10 of 10, game of the dad. Next one says, sometimes a black dad disappears, not joking. And these are all recommendations. Like, they're all are recommending this shit. I just don't.
They're probably troll positives. You're getting troll
positives. Yeah, they are troll positives, and that's why this is just kind of like...
Ugh.
And this, like, this game speaks to me on a spiritual level, and it's recommended.
Yeah. Pedophile Alley is what this is right here.
Yeah. So this whole game.
Pedophile Alley, yeah.
I'm just completely lost as to the point of this game. I mean, and I'm kind of scared to know if the dangly bits are actually pixelated in the actual game.
Well, I saw that they said that it was that they cleaned it up for American taste.
Okay, maybe that's what it was, but I don't know.
Wow.
Kit Natrix has come in here to comfort
me. No. It says, please note that the censored versions shown in the above screenshots and trailers are for public marketing images only. Shower with your dad simulator 2015 in-game genitalia remains 100% uncut. So you see the dangly bits, the pixelated dangly bits.
Steam, I'm going to need y'all to not just... These games...
Right. Are they actually looking, though? Are they actually
I don't think they are actually watching. We've had this discussion before about Steam is kind of like absentee.
They are. They're like the absentee
father.
Dad that's never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absentee parent. They're just kind of like, buy our stuff. We really don't care.
Exactly. As long as you're amused, that's fine. Just don't bother us.
Yeah.
Go in the room and play your games. Leave us alone. That's
like. Pretty much.
That's the dad.
Wow.
Blaster, are you going or do I get to go?
I am trying to find. I'm trying to find this article that I had earlier, so I should have kept it. Now I closed the window.
I just want to say I'm sorry if you hear purring. Kit Natrix is in my lap.
Kit Natrix.
Yes, and then since I almost killed her, and Snow keeps yelling at me that you almost killed her today, you can sit in her lap. Well, there was an almost fire incident. Yeah.
How come there always is at your place?
That's in a game, not for real. This is the first time it happened for real. Okay, so first I got two things I want to share. Two things. You guys heard of this little game called Don't Starve?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Possibly.
You heard that little game? Well, when I mentioned it some years ago and I told you guys I found it on iPhone, then it disappeared. And then when it came back, it was on Steam. And then it was on iPad. And now it's on iPhone. Da-da-da, look at that. I'm so excited. I almost dropped my phone today standing in the post office when I looked down and saw the email from Clay. See, we said it right this time, Clay. It's not Clay, it's Clay. And I said, oh, my God. It's so tough. So I'm trying to download it in the post office. Of course, it's over 100 megabytes, so my phone was like, you have to wait till you get to Wi-Fi. I was like, you ain't got no free Wi-Fi up in the post office?
Of course not. What are you talking about?
Well, wait a minute. Why would you do that? Why would you get free Wi-Fi? That's like competition to them. Like, seriously.
True story. True. Yes.
True. So, anyway, I downloaded it. I love it. I will be snuggled this winter on the couch when these two are not able to play with me and just starving. Ah, lovely, with my tea, just all bundled up, me and my boo, whoever that boo is for that week. Yes.
Whoever it is for that week.
Whoever it is for that week.
If he doesn't irritate me too bad.
Yes, if you don't make me too mad, you might be my boo for that week. But those of you who have an iPhone, jump on over to the App Store. It's $4.99. I do not buy games from the App Store, just so y'all know. Usually if they're not free, I don't get them. But I have to support these people.
Doesn't.
Yeah, I gotta support these here people, these guys. I love supporting good games. Now, if I could just get them to put that hacker game on my phone, I would be in heaven. I mean, I'd have to buy another game for a few years.
She would never put down the phone.
And if you could actually learn how to hack through that, you would be in jail.
I'm going to be quiet. Okay, so. I'm going to move along.
We do not know anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Go pick it up. And then I wanted to show you guys this. How many of you remember the old Polaroid cameras?
So I want that. Oh, I saw that right now.
Oh, my God.
I posted it on Facebook. Hi, these other two. Anybody remember the old cameras, the Polaroids?
Yes, yeah. Man.
Okay, so Polaroid was like, digital cameras came out.
Polaroid picture. Yeah.
Yes. So this is still Polaroid, has come out with a new digital camera that does the same thing. And get this, this is not ink that they used. It's some kind of special paper that when it's heated pulls out all these colors. This is amazing.
Seriously?
Yes. Amazing.
Oh, shit.
So we've
awesome.
Come full circle. We've come full circle, everyone.
Pretty much.
Pretty soon.
Wait.
Pretty soon you'll be able to print out records, big giant records. Like you know, buy a song from iPhone.
I want you to notice Apple. I want you to notice, and somebody actually has invented one of these that works with an iPhone, by the way. But this is the actual Polaroid, the real deal, not a makeshift. But I love this right here that you can crop, because that's usually why people stop using those type of cameras. You know, you have to take it in to be developed, or even when you use the Polaroid picture, if you tried to cut that bitch, it got some chemicals that spill out on your hand. So with this, no chemicals, but you can crop. You can add your borders. You can add filters, and I'm sure it's got some other little cute things that you all like to do, like put cats in your pictures and stuff. But you know what I really love about this is with my family now, a lot of them have iPhones and I can send them pictures, but they still like printed stuff, and it is annoying whenever they're like, I need a copy of that picture, and I have to, if I have them take a picture of a picture, they're like, well, I wanted to frame it. If I had one of these, here, go away,
leave me alone.
And I love the Polaroid look of photos. I really, I do. I don't know what it is about the whole little white square around it.
It feels more authentic.
It feels like a frame.
Yes.
It's already a frame.
I mean, it feels
more authentic to me to have it with the Polaroid instead of having to go and get it, quote, professionally done. It feels more authentic and intimate, I think. A Polaroid feels like more of an intimate thing.
I can do that with, like, my digital photos inside Second Life. When I'm putting them back in, I will make them look like Polaroids. And
yes.
Yes, because there's something about it. I love it, and we all grew up with Polaroids. I remember my parents having one. I remember watching the photos develop on the bar, and
people shaking it.
Yes, oh my God,
that's why I'm saying shaking
like
a Polaroid
picture.
And I like to hear that song talking about a weird off topic sort of game thing. Every time I hear that song, I go back to playing Dark Age Camelot, and I'm outside of Camelot, and I'm running along the bridge, and that song is playing, and I'm, you know, singing it in my little guild chat, and everybody's calling me weird, and I don't care. I love it, because that song will always, always take me back to that moment in that game.
Oh.
Game memory.
You know what's funny is... is that I think that's going to be the new storytelling. And I just thought about this that the other day, like, Ginger, ironic that you tell that story, is that, do you know what Preteenatrix actually enjoys? More than she enjoys me, your bedtime story, she enjoys me telling her stories about if we've played a game, something funny's happened, or any game that I've played that something's funny happened, and she wants it told in a story format.
Oh, that is cute.
She adores that. She'll be like, tell me about the time when you were playing Matrix Online. Tell me about when you were playing EverQuest and then you fell into that whole thing. Tell me about that. Just like that.
That is so fucking cute.
So if you all have little people out there and some with impending little people. Remember that. Tell them they're going to love that. They love those stories.
Speaking as a teacher, I don't have any little ones of my own, but I have a whole classroom of them every time I go to work. That is an excellent way to bond with the kids. If I mention I play video games, I instantly have like 85% of my kids' attention. Just like, what? You play video games?
Right?
It's mind blowing.
And I don't know why parents and adults push it on kids, but you cannot play these games and be an adult. I don't know why that is. Something that parents want to teach their kids.
They think that if you play video games as an adult, you are not a high-functioning adult. Well, I got news for you. I'm a high-functioning adult. I pay all my own bills. I take care of my own shit. I'm going to go back to school, get my master's degree. I'm a high-functioning adult.
We are the highest-functioning adults, because even when we're doing real-life stuff, we're playing games. Because I'm going to tell you now, I sit down. I got to go here, here, and here. Okay, let me line up the colors in the grocery store. I need these colors. Green, 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 green. Okay, that's apples. That's celery. That's lettuce. How fast can I do it? 2 minutes. Start the timer. Everything green going this back. Yeah, so everything I do, weirdly enough, I turn it into a game, and I get more shit done.
My music. I say, okay, I want to get done with my grocery shopping before I get through 5 songs. And that's my thing. I'm like, all right, boom, I'm gone. I'm like, shoo, runner. People are looking at me like, what the hell?
Like supermarket sweep.
Millions. Yes. I like this. Supermarket sweep. Let's make that game. Let's make it. Let's do it. Yep. But, yeah, so highly, highly functioning adults. But I think we got some very – we're in a very interesting time. very exciting time. I want to talk to you about that phrase right there on Monday. There's no very exciting time. Very exciting.
What?
I'm not saying nothing. Anyway, continue. Ginger gets it. Very exciting time. Ginger, very exciting time.
Yeah.
Is this the robot thing? Is this the Mr. Okay. I'll watch the damn show just
so
y'all.
Oh, I'm gonna keep after you the whole.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You don't even
watch it.
You hush.
Why have you not already watched it?
Did she not say like a month ago she was going to watch?
I did, and then I got tired. I got tired.
Even Kitten Matrix just looked up and went, she didn't watch it. Mm.
Done disappointing Kitten Matrix.
That bitch ain't watch it yet? Uh-huh.
She's swinging her tail all angry like, you know how people, the women tap their feet? She's tapping her tail like that like, I told you that bitch.
You're going to get cut.
I'm going to get cut by Kitten Matrix.
You're going to get cut with a poo claw.
Ew.
I have a story.
Wait, he's ready. He's ready.
I'm ready now.
You go blaster.
All right, then you can go. All right, I'm gonna share.
Am I still?
I'm sharing. You've been sharing screen.
Well, no, I gotta get off. I gotta get off so you can have it.
I gotcha.
I gotta get off.
All right. So here's the thing. Did you know that Steam is selling all 4 Mad Max films, along with the game?
Really?
I thought I saw
something.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Steam has revealed, along with the new Mad Max game, you'll be able to buy all 4 of the films from the 1979 Mel Gibson film all the way to Fury Road. And I actually looked it up.
Check this out.
Look at this. Look. Here they are. There's Fury Road, 1999.
I have not seen any of those.
There's really? Mad Max, 1979. Here's The Road Warrior.
I've only seen Mel Gibson.
Beyond the Thunderdome.
Yes. I've only seen the Thunderdome and the Road Warrior. I haven't seen... No, actually, I did see Fury... No. I saw the original Mad Max. God, it broke my heart. It really fucking broke my heart.
Can you believe this? This is crazy. Like, I don't... Does this mean maybe that Steam might...
Steam is trying to dip their toe into the waters there. They already got a virtual machine.
Corey.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at screenshots of Don't Starve on my phone. You need to make a camp like this one day.
By the way, have you guys seen this Mad Max game, by the way? This game looks really awesome.
I do want to play it badly.
It looks so good.
I want to play it badly. And if they... I like the fighting, but if they tell me they got some crafting up in it... Okay, Kit Natrix is not like Mad Max. It's okay. You can go. Go ahead.
They have... Apparently, it's a lot... Like, has the same combat or similar combat system to the Batman games, which if
you've
ever played
those,
they're
Arkham
really,
Asylum.
Really good. It has a huge open world. And
it's probably has some crafting, and it's an RPG, which means there's going to be some elements that we love because we can level up and make stuff. You got to be able to make weapons. You got to. It doesn't make any sense not to.
It looks awesome. I mean, I'm very interested in it. Anyways, I think that's really interesting. They're selling the movies. I think
that's kind of cool.
I have never seen any of them, so Ginger, you are not alone. This was my mother's geek out was Mad Max. She loved her some Mad Max, and oh God, she did take me to see Thunderdome, but I think I fell asleep until Tina Turner was on the screen, you know, for a couple seconds because I was, you know, a big fan of hers when I was younger. And then I went back to sleep. So I remember seeing her with whatever she had on with the hair, the mohawk.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's pretty much it.
I loved her.
But yes, my mother was, I remember her totally geeking out, going, oh, look, oh my God, did he just, yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Alrighty, go Ginger.
Alright, it is my go, yes.
Tag.
Right. So,
tag.
I actually heard about this on Facebook. There we go. There is this new app out, and I wouldn't have thought anything about it had I seen it on anybody's phone. It's called Calculator. Have y'all heard about this?
I have a calculator on my phone.
This works as a calculator, yes, but it's not a calculator. This actually will hide messages, phone calls, photos, all sorts of stuff. So, say, you know, you're a kid and you're trying to hide, you know, you're dating somebody or you've got something going on that you don't want your parents to know about, because that's how I found out about it, is like some parent put up a whole little PSA, oh my God, look for this on your kid's phone. Anyways, so this calculator, I'm going
to hit. That E looks very much like Evil Corp, but anyway, continue.
It does.
I know, right? let me turn that on the light.
Brought to you by the fine folks.
So you pull up this app and it looks like a... calculator.
Yeah.
Except it's going to spin on me. But you type in a code.
Oh, come on, YouTube.
Can't see the code.
Oh, it's a secret. I get it. So the code unlocks all the hidden items.
Yes. And then look, there's messages, text messages, call log, photos.
Ashley Madison accounts.
Yes.
See, this is exactly why I had to tell a friend of mine to not let her daughter have an Android phone. Notice this is not on the Apple app. Store, yeah. Because it is impossible to do.
I don't know if it's for iOS. Hide calculator light. It's on iTunes.
Okay, then I'm going to tell you, do not. You know what, parents, pay attention. Just pay attention. Seriously.
Right. Whenever you get your phone bill, you get a list of all the shit your kid has bought. If you allow them to buy things, check and see if they have this.
Well, see, here's the dead giveaway for Apple users is the calculator looks nothing like this. So as soon as you see this, you automatically know it's not a calculator if you get your kid an iPhone. I cannot speak for Androids, but the calculator looks nothing, absolutely nothing like this. And it has not changed since I don't know when.
Nope.
I was just like, oh, my God, I wouldn't have even thought about something like this, hiding your messages and your
Well, you need to be thinking about stuff like this right now, Jen. You need to get thinking.
why do I need to be thinking about this?
I'm just saying.
I guess. It's just, oh, my God. But, yeah, so.
Let me tell you, the thing I absolutely dislike is parents have more access and more ability to parent than our parents did us. Because you remember your parents used to tell you, go outside, I see you when the street lights come on. They don't know where the fuck you were. You know, parents now can track their kids, and they don't. My son ignores my text messages. Yeah, Preteenatrix tried that too. You know what I did? I locked her phone and turned on the stolen alarm. I did that this week because I was trying to get her attention to find out, you know, how far away she was. How far away is the bus? So do I need to go wait for her at the bus stop? She would not respond. So I locked it and turned on the beer, beer, beer. And I did that from sitting right here in the house. Parents, use your resources. And then she picked up her phone, and I said, every time you don't answer me, I'm going to do that. Every time.
Hardcore. Right there.
That's awesome.
Hardcore parenting right
that
there.
That is fucking amazing, really.
And it's just, it's already built into the phone. It's built into most phones. It's not just the Apple thing. You can do it with Android if you install, what is it? God, why I can't remember the name of that. Well, what's the name of that freaking app? I can't think of it, and I can see it. It's green. Look for it on the Google Play App Store. That's all I can say. It's green. But it'll do the same thing. You can lock it and turn on the alarm with your kids. They don't want to answer. Make them answer you. You can't be like, I'm just not going to answer, Mom. Mom, my mom is always being stupid. Why is my phone locked? Pew, pew. And guess what? I just changed your code. Now you can't even shut it off. I'm going to turn it off and turn it back on. Pew, pew. Oh, fuck. Call Mom.
Fake call, scream, show alarm. And this is just crazy. Apparently it won't even show up in your messages that you've gotten a text message or anything else.
It's just called a rootkit. That's what rootkits do, bitches. On phones.
That is just crazy. So crazy. Yeah, so anyways, calculator. Look for it. Yeah, I know, hey, you know, if you got something shady going on, then it's free.
We do not advocate the shadiness.
No.
Unless it's hot outside and you're really thirsty.
Well, then maybe you can be shady. But for real, if you are in a relationship that you feel like you need to be shady in, get the fuck out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are
calling folks on the Ashley Madison list, stop that. They've got enough issues going on. Don't.
Exactly.
Don't.
And they're all men and robots anyway, so.
Well, here's how I feel. We've said this on the show before. You know what? It's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. We spend way too much time vilifying people over small, stupid stuff. When we have bigger issues going on in the world, I do not care because somebody signed up to cheat on their spouse. And for you wives out there, like, how dare you? What if it was your husband? I cut his Bojangles off and keep it moving. I don't really need you. Yeah. I don't need your.
Hey, do not besmirch Bojangles. That is a fine chicken establishment. I will not have it.
But my point is, I can handle this. I do not need the internet community at large to step in for me. I got this in my own house. So you all
thank you.
Stop
yeah.
worrying about other people's business in their house. and focus on your own house. Pay attention to your kids' now, little fake calculators and shit.
The only reason why I would like the Ashley Madison shit put out there is if a guy's trying to hook up with me and his name's on the Ashley Madison thing, I'm going to be like, bitch, no. Because once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, you also have a website called don'tdatemgirl.com. Ladies, go on out there.
I thought that got taken down.
No, it did not. They are they pulled it down and rebuilt it. Don'tdatemgirl.com if you're trying to check out and see if your guy's evil. He may not be up there. Not all women go and, you know, put their exes on there.
You know what? I got a few I could add right there. Shit.
If you are really that curious, people, it is really as simple as a Google search and looking for the right information. That's what Ask Snow and Ginger and all the rest of them. That's what I do. Before I go on a date,
yep.
I already know all about you before I even get out of the car.
I have that's decided that
idea.
Before I start dating somebody, I'm going to get her to look them up for me, too.
You will not be the first person. I get calls, hey, I'm going on a date. This is his name, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I will have a doctor.
Yeah,
that's
like don't work.
In half an hour.
I'm clicking the buttons. None of it works.
What, talking about don't date them, girl?
Yeah.
I think they're still rebuilding. That's what I saw on their Facebook page. And they were on either Steve Harvey or some morning talk show not long ago here, so I know they're still around. The owner was up, so maybe they got hacked too. I don't know.
I remember there was like some sort of lawsuit against them, so I don't know.
Maybe they had to put stuff on hold. I don't know. We can find out. We'll find out. We'll let you know.
Okay.
We'll let you know.
All right. You let me know.
It's happening.
Let us
it's happening.
Know.
It's happening. It's happening. I'm sorry. I had to say it again.
What's happening?
Nothing.
What? You know what? You can't be doing that shit to me.
Yeah. You know what you got to do, don't you?
I know.
You know what you got to do. Oh, dadgummit, Ginger, I had something for you about Oculus Rift, and I totally forgot. I actually saw something that you were going to be really interested in with your Oculus Rift, and it was 2 days ago, and I have forgotten. But anyway. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hey, so totally your turn.
It's my turn. Well, I am trying to figure out what to tell you because there's so much good stuff. But y'all really like juice, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all love...
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Y'all like juice, right? Y'all like deep, delicious, delectable... dirty stuff that happened. Yes?
Everybody likes dirty stuff.
Tiny dirty stuff. Nothing really bad happened this week. Well,
can I have the dirty stuff?
You go ahead, because I don't have any dirty stuff this week.
No, I meant I want dirty stuff. Give me dirty stuff.
Yeah, she doesn't have it. She wants you to supply it.
You know
what?
She's not going to supply it.
No. I was talking about dirty articles. What happened to our articles?
Oh.
I got no dirty stuff. I will tell you this. Have any of y'all played the Disney Infinity games?
No.
No.
Well, I am very proud of Disney for this one thing, by the way, not everything that they do. Their Disney Infinity, 50-50 split with male-female players.
Nice.
What?
Yes. They have a female Jedi apprentice in the game that you can play, Ahsoka Tano, in their Disney Infinity 3.0 pack. Her roots are in the animated Clone Wars spinoff series that I did not particularly like, but I'm glad they put a female Jedi in. So I'm really impressed. I kind of want to play. I just don't know what to do. I don't. You guys know how you play Disney Infinity, right? You have to go buy the actual little figurine.
Yeah.
And then bring them home and do whatever you do them. You stick them in your computer. I don't know. But I'm so excited. Oh, and the other starter pack figure is actually Skywalker. Dark side from he is.
That's kind of cool.
So I'm really excited, Disney, that you did something right. And a lot of families are playing Disney Infinity together. Sorry, that will not be happening in my house. Pre-teenagers and I are a little bit more hardcore, but...
They really are.
Dude, y'all don't even want to know what's going on up in here. Yes, she is a 12-year-old girl playing GTA. And I need to make clear, some of you that are messaging me, that is not me playing GTA. She has taken over the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. So if you get stabbed and you get cut, that's not by Corey.
That's by preteenagers. And just so y'all know, Corey's not letting her do anything that she should not be seeing.
No, I'm usually sitting right there with her. And she only plays online, and nothing is happening online other than they like to run over each other and steal planes and crash them into each other. So that's what she loves, all that mayhem and destruction. I imagine that's relaxing after a hard week of school. You get to crash into things and you don't have to be...
Hell, that's relaxing after a hard day, after a hard week of work. What?
Yeah. I can.
Hell yeah, man.
I concur. I may need to break up some stuff tomorrow. That is the other face of Natrix over there.
By the way, there's like a 4-day weekend here. We should totally, on time, you know.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a 3-day weekend. Yeah. What?
I got nothing. So, I don't like either one of y'all.
I will invest in some foods and whatnot, and then we can totally starve.
Yes. I will need to make sure that I have some food pre-made. When I stop playing, it's because I get hungry.
And I totally promise to drag the exploding monsters out of the campsite.
You promise?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that. Okay, we learned an important lesson. Here's your Don't Starve tip of the week. Red hounds need to be dragged out of the web, out of the campsite.
Because they explode, apparently, and set everything on fire.
They explode everywhere.
As we had to learn, you can use ice to put out your fire, but you may have to have enough ice.
Yes, and we had a lot of ice, but we couldn't move fast enough because we had a lot of shit around the camp.
Who was yelling, "Who the hell put all this shit so close together?"
I have no idea, but it wasn't me.
I don't know what y'all talking about. All right.
What?
You need
to make us a better camp with walls and shit, because I've been looking at these screenshots.
You know, I try to build walls, and then you know what happens is bitches start demanding crock pots and shit, and I had to take the stone to build crock pots.
Well, you better get your shit straight, because we need a better camp.
Want a spear, this one wants stone shoes.
The faster that I get my little bug net, the faster I can get y'all honey.
True. Are we actually having a whole discussion? See, y'all, Don't Starve is serious up over here.
Okay? It is serious business.
I'm staying out of this because I haven't been playing with y'all for a while. I'm staying out of it.
Oh, yes, we know you haven't been playing with us.
I'm not ignoring you.
Too busy for your friends. I see how it is.
Okay. Now, we're getting short on time, but I do want to say this. Our other possible new obsession, we're all waiting to see if it goes on sale, ARK Survival Evolved, is part of Steam's $500,000 sellers in early access.
$500,000, you say?
God damn.
Yeah. Who's left on
$1 million sellers?
I feel like I'm not sitting in the right lap.
Right? Oh, my God, I need to sit in somebody's lap. But they're not alone. You also had, Blaster's going to like some of these, The Witcher 3, Dying Light, Total War, Attila, Pillars of Eternity, Killing Floor 2. That's Blaster's game right there.
Killing Floor 2!
Killing Flim Noah! Stranded.
Go on, scrub it while you can, lads.
So it says almost 750,000 users on Steam have bought these games from early access. They're not even done. And already made millions. Them also, they're also counting in their full releases, GTA 5, City Skylines, I love the hell out of that game too, Rocket League, H1Z1, which I am planning on getting, Besiege, which I never buy, but I need to pick up. I don't know what just alerted me. Apparently something is wrong with my camp and Don't Starve, so we got to wrap this up. I had to stop talking in mid-sentence when I heard that jing. Oh, shit, something is wrong with my camp. Oh, another game you guys might want to pick up on the App Store, The Walking Dead game, the new one that they put out, that's it's actually a turn-based. I don't like turn-based games, but I love it. Oh, my God, I love
not
it.
Not a fan of zombies. Not going to play it.
Love it.
Okay. But I do want to re-announce, I should say, that Ginger and I do have a deal going on. If she plays Ark, because she doesn't like dinosaurs, I will play Left 4 Dead, and I will even allow it to be streamed, and you'll hear me screaming like a little bitch, because yes.
I tell y'all, I'm giving her about 30 minutes before she stops screaming like a bitch and be like, come on, bitch, what you going? running.
Yeah, it's really not that scary. She's going to have a blast. I don't know.
Yes. She is. That happens. Everybody that's always says, I don't really like zombie games, you know, about an hour later, it's like, I'm going to blow these bitches up.
By an hour later, they're like, where's that chocolate helicopter?
I don't even know what that means.
Dinosaurs. Just remember, do not let Ginger get the packs. That's all you got to remember.
No. Pills here. Pills here.
Ginger says, look, there's a health pack right here. Ooh, where is that? But it's not here. Oh, never mind. I picked it up.
Wait a minute. You know what? Blast was right.
We didn't live it alone, man.
Wait, let me tell you, because I gotta tell Snow so she understands the pills here. Whenever you click on something, you know, that alerts the rest of the teammates. It'll yell out, pills here, or be like, health pack here. So
yeah.
Ginger always clicks on it, so you hear pills here. And then she'll announce a second time in her own voice, I found a health pack, or I found some pills, and you run over there. Where they at? Oh, I picked it up.
Our little redheaded thief, that's nice. That is right nice.
We're coming over here for rest, everybody. I brought everybody back to life.
You did, but then you let us have the health pack. We wouldn't have died in the first place.
True story.
They all died. I had to bring them all back.
You just want to be the hero. That's why you took the damn health packs. I see how you're working.
You want to make it to the chopper. Get to the chopper. All right. Let me do some Steam sales. Is everybody ready for Steam sale? Are you ready for Steam sale?
I am ready for some Steam sale.
Party time.
She did a little waiting guard.
You know what? When she started doing, I actually put my head up, and I was like, why am I doing
this? I did, too.
Put my hand up.
Excellent.
We got issues. Okay. Steam sales. Okay. Obviously, up here at the top, starting today, right now, stop, don't go yet. Wait till the show's over. Don't do it. Who is sending messages? Stop it, Blaster. Okay, so.
Grabbing pills.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbing pills.
So, obviously, right here, all the way through the Labor Day weekend, get your game on for 80% off. Lots of lovely games here. I'm not going to click on those because I'm trying to stay away because I saw some stuff that I want but I don't want. But Killing Floor on sale. You can play it if you've never played it for free until Sunday.
Ooh, now that's hot. Hot.
Killing Floor. Evolve, if you never played this one. I'm not playing this one because I stood next to the monster in this game, so I have a visual representation of the size of this monster.
No.
At PAX, not this year, but the year before, I came up to his knee standing, and I'm 5'1". Yeah, somebody brought a big, huge, life-size version of whatever this monster is, so I cannot play this because I actually, like I said, I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
I'm going to have to request that you motherfuckers don't.
Don't do that. And I don't get scared that easily, but ooh, physical reference.
That's when
I don't know if y'all remember, there was a game that was out a while back called like Blood Mare or something like that. It was supposed to be like this horribly creepy MMO. It was supposed to give you nightmares. So gory. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking cheesy. It was ridiculous. It was not scary at all.
I understand why people would do that, though.
It's what some people's versions of scary. Those of you, it may not be pay week for you. This is the area you want to be in here, over here on Steam. You want to be right over here. $7.99. You got $20 left to last you till next week.
We've got a massive challenge.
Yeah.
Big challenge.
That's what the ladies always tell me.
Actually, just saying, chalice was referred to as the female genitalia because it catches the male.
I get it.
You're both depending on which end of the chalice you're using.
That is true, but I don't want anyone to say I have a massive chalice. I'm just
I get it.
All right, now those of you, again, you didn't get paid this week. You're trying to get your Labor Day gaming on.
Deus Ex. I like Terraria. That's a good game. But that's always $9.99. That's not
Terraria
sale.
Deus Ex.
What?
Yeah, I love you, bro.
I'm not talking to you no more. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
That's
game
all.
Awful. I hate that game.
That's
it's
all.
Awful.
I heard Styx was actually a good game. Well, okay, it had its flaws, but it was a really interesting game.
I can tell you, I heard this, I know Deus Ex is excellent. And
Deus Ex
is excellent. The collection,
yes.
Look at this, people, $6.59, and you get all of these.
Deus Ex The Human Revolution was awesome.
It was. That's the last one that I played because I didn't get to play the rest of
it. Awesome.
I got The Invisible War and then computers started crashing, so I never got to finish that one. But look at this.
I beat The Human Revolution. Let me tell you something. That game.
Did it make you cry?
The ending was awesome. Play that game.
Well, you
I
probably won't get
enough.
Through all of these this weekend, or you might.
$4. Four doll hairs.
Even
right
if you just
there.
Want one, look at that. Look, you just want one of them.
The whole collection is six
Damn.
Doll hairs. $6.
But if you want to get the whole thing, look at that. $6. That is enough. If you got $20 to get your Wendy's value fry, your value chicken sandwich, or cheeseburger, or regular burger, whatever it is you want. Or your spicy
you eat
or your
like
spicy
a king
nuggets.
For a week.
Yes. Spicy
right?
nuggets. Or, like I said, in my neighborhood, McDonald's, it is $15 for like 10 burgers, drinks, and fry for each one of them. 15, I said, for all those burgers, 10 burger, whatever it is. Put it in your refrigerator, stock up, just eat. I'm not telling you to eat bad because, you know, we don't advocate that here, but hey, you might need to eat.
You know what? You could go to Taco Bell and you can close the shop out with $20.
Word. You really can. Word. Now, we do not advocate eating bad. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know?
Get that chicken cabana power bowl. There you go. Brown
there
rice.
You go.
Yeah, and just to make it a little bit worse, I did hear that McDonald's is going to start serving breakfast all day long.
Yes,
oh,
they are.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
When is that starting? Because I want to know.
Is this week? Isn't it this coming week? It's
no.
Not coming
I have
no.
no idea.
I think that. Hold on a second. I think they stopped.
I thought
that.
I heard October or either September. I thought they said in the next couple of weeks. I know it's.
Oh, six. October 6th, nationally.
Yeah, it was.
Nationally.
Well, all I know is I'm gonna try not to eat unhealthy because you know what?
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'm worth it.
Something wrong with these people, y'all. These people I work with. All right. Okay, now again, we tell you, you want to play, look at this, you want to play some good games. Game of Thrones game, you're waiting for it to come back on. This is a role, this is an RPG.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at that, $4.99 right there, baby, $4.99.
We like the RPGs.
Yeah, we do. We all here like the RPGs, the air page. Wait a minute, is this the one I'm talking about? No, this is a good one, I think. I'm not interested in playing it. But anyway, stay away from stay away from this simulator, this dad.
No, do not play that.
Do not buy that.
99 cent, but don't buy that. It's a waste of 99 cent, for real.
I don't know what this is about, but it's wonderful.
Take your 99 cents, go put it into some donation fund somewhere else.
Exactly.
Go help somebody else.
I agree. I don't really
Next page.
Oh, you want me to go to the next page? See, this
you
is how
we end up. 3 minutes, man.
There we go.
Caught up. Oh.
All right, Blood Bowl, Legendary Edition.
Right here. Those of you who are horror movie aficionados, you have seen the girl being stupid or the guy getting killed. You get to be one of these people, and you see if you can escape the monster, alien killer, and each one of these people that you see, or that'll be the four or five main characters, have a special ability, and it is perma-death. When that character is killed, they are no longer in your game, just like in a real horror movie. Your boyfriend is gone. Your girlfriend gets killed, she is gone for good. You don't get her back. So these are your five main characters.
Unless you got a shovel.
Yeah, these two are dating. I'm going to give that away. Those two are dating, by the way. And each time you play is never the same. So you may rescue your girlfriend the first time, and then you say, I'm going to go back and play again. The level does not play out the same. One of the excellent games. I'm really disappointed they didn't get to do more. And everything is very common sense. You know, if you find a flashlight and you find a gun, obviously if you have tape, put them together. Okay.
Yep.
So it is aliens in this one. Yeah, but alien, not zombies, no killer. But I love see this. yes, horror movie aficionados, and they also have
Blood Bowl's good. Five Nights at Freddy's, awesome.
All right, we gotta go.
Plants for Zombies, Game of the Year Edition. Do it. Okay.
So, you want to tune in on Tuesday for Pix News, your favorite pixel fashion news, biggest of bitches in fashion. You can favorite likes, favorite you don't, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my heart. Oh, by the way, Ginger. Ginger, real quick, this is that game. Don't do it, Ginger.
No.
You see now, this is it. This is it. It doesn't do anything else. These little people don't move. Just that's it.
No. Fuck your time of Salem. I don't want to play. It's
me. I tried to tell her, folks. I said, horrible game. I know somebody put all their heart and soul into that, but it is horrible.
Nathan Fillion's in Halo 5. Nathan Fillion.
What?
He's in Halo 5.
Really?
Yes,
Ooh.
Really. I might like that because
really.
I love him. I would,
really?
I would
he's in the
so
cinematic. I'm sending you all the cinematic right now. This is,
I would
this
so
is,
eat that
this
man
for the
alive.
After
oh
show.
My God.
Jonas needs to be for the after show.
I have a big crush on him. Yeah. Just one.